So keeping your eyes closed, you've activated your pineal gland, your pituitary gland. Those are located approximately from the point or the spot between your two eyebrows. You can go inside and then a little bit towards the midbrain and upwards from there. So as we did last week, in order for us to help to calm the mind down a bit, the mind chatter, you can just keep your eyeballs straight, looking straight ahead, even though your eyelids are closed over them, because your eyes are closed. You can just keep them straight ahead. If you find that they're wandering through the meditation, that's fine. But then if thoughts come up, then bring the eyeballs back to look straight. Not straining, just be sitting in the middle of the center of your eye. Now we're going to go into a state where we'll invoke Benatia's blessings to remove obstacles on our internal path and reveal to us more of that energy that is available, that has been hidden behind the cloud of our internal environment. So Ganesha removes obstacles, he dissolves them away, makes them to disappear. He's an elephant-headed being with a pot belly, and he rides a mouse. The color is orangish, reddish light that is associated with Ganesha. He resides at the base of the spine. Now take your time to feel this energy. You may feel some heat. You may feel some tingling. You may just feel movement of energy moving down the legs into the feet and toes. And along with that movement, there's the reddish-orangish light. Again, heat or cold. Some shift in your experience of the body, the mind, is coming alive. It's happening. Note it. Allow it to do what it needs to do. Now we'll empower it with the sounds of Ganesha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Shreem Reem Gleem Glaum Gam Ganapataye Vara Varada Sarvajaname Vasamanaya Namaha. Om Shreem Reem Gleem Glaum Gam Ganapataye Vara Varada Sarvajaname Vasamanaya Namaha. Om Om Shreem Reem Kleem Klaung Gam Dhanapataye Vara Varada Sarvajaname Vasamanaya Namaha. Make an internal prayer to Lord Ganesha to remove the obstacles in the different areas of your life that are causing you to feel stuck. Pray to get unstuck. Pray for the energy to get unstuck and the intelligence to get unstuck. Pray for all the people to come to you, to support you, to help you to move forward. This is the golden age, where people are becoming more and more aware of how we have to help one another. So reach out to others. Ask. It's your divine right to ask. It's also your divine right to give, to be charitable, without wanting anything in return. So allow that consciousness to be within you, to be revealed, so that you can just move freely, asking and giving. Now feel the energy from the base of the spine being pushed into a thin tube of light that arises from the base of the spine. And as it moves up the spine and your subtle body that corresponds with your physical spine, your anatomical body part, as it's moving up, it's activating chakras or energy centers. Piercing the navel, the heart, throat, the middle of your brain, the crown, and going into this, to the space as it pierces the skull, the top of the skull. Now we'll activate these energy centers with powerful sounds to open up your consciousness. If you haven't been able to move forward in your life, there's blocks in your consciousness. We're going to open those doors through these sounds. So receive these sounds at a very deep level. You can say them or you can just allow them to sink deeper and deeper into those chakras that are endless. They don't have any boundaries. They're unlimited. Allow them to reveal to you through the sound and your focus. Starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Move into the throat. Clear the throat. Move up to the third eye in the middle of the brain. Bring your awareness back down to the base of the spine. Feel the chakra. Move up to the navel. Move up to the heart. Move up to the throat and the mouth. Move into the two eyes and the right and left brain. Now, visualize a bright white laser beam of light piercing your third eye. This bright white light is coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye. You can imagine him as standing in front of you, or just from his consciousness, wherever he is in the world, you can imagine this empowerment coming from his third eye into your third eye. It's a laser beam of bright white light that has a golden tinge to it, or a silvery tinge. It's super intelligence activating your third eye, piercing it. You may feel a spinning sensation going deep into your midbrain. And imagine or visualize a ball about 5 millimeters in size, spinning in your midbrain. It's a golden, bright, white light spinning in your midbrain, being activated by this beam of light. Receive it. Take your time to feel it. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwarah, Gurur Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Keep receiving the empowerment. You may even feel the heart chakra coming alive as the third eye is getting activated with the sounds to invoke the grace and blessings of Guru, who brings super intelligence into your body, mind, and soul through this gateway.
Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwaraha, Gurur Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
Continue to receive the empowerment. It may have stopped spinning and may be just radiating light. In the third eye, you may feel pressure. Some sort of empowerment is there for you. Your heart center may come alive. You may feel emotions coming up. Your eyes may tear. With Guru's grace, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwaraha, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Allow this light to reveal that which you have been ignoring. At the soul level, pray for the intelligence of your soul to be coming alive, to be revealing to you what it is that you need to do to come out of your situations with more grace and ease. Now, imagine a laser beam of bright white light entering the right eye, activating the sun in the right eye. Imagine a sun in your right eye. This beam of light is getting activated. Moving across from the right eye into the left brain, and the sun appears in the left brain from front to back. There's a huge image of the sun. It goes beyond your physical boundary of your brain, but you can just imagine it in your left brain. So the sun is in your right eye and also in your left brain. At the same time, a beam of light is activating the sun in your right eye, moving across and activating the sun in your left brain.
Om Bhur Bhuvah Swah Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodaya. Om Bhur Bhuvah Swah tatsaviturvarinyam bhargo devasya dhimahi diyo yo na prachodaya.
Enliven the sun in your right eye and in your left brain.
Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat.
Now imagine the sunlight to be in your heart center. The sun is in your heart.
Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo yo na prachodaya.
The sun is in your right eye. The sun is in your left brain. The sun is in your heart center, in the middle of your chest. Feel the explosion of the sun's energy in your heart center. In the middle of your chest.
Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Na Prachodayat.
Now feel the explosion of the sun move throughout the brain, throughout the head, and down the body, like a golden shower of light. It can be swirling around in all the body parts from head to toe.
Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Na Prachodayat.
The overlord of the sun is Shiva. Shiva brings prosperity and enlightenment. Allow the energy of Shi and Va, the masculine and feminine energies, the yin and the yang, to be balanced in your body, mind, and soul.
Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.
Focus on your right eye.
Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.
Move to the left eye.
Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Move to the third eye, the spot between your two eyebrows, in the middle of your brain. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Now your right eardrum. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Your left eardrum. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Your right nostril. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Your left nostril. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Your tongue, tip of the tongue. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Middle of the tongue. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Back of the tongue, tonsils. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Now focus on your throat. Feel your throat. Imagine a blue beam of light piercing your throat, cleansing the negativity due to bad karma that is stored in the throat. Receive the sounds of Shiva that will destroy the bad karma. Tirani lakantam makaro Shivaya nama. Tirani lakantam makaro Shivaya nama. Tirani lakantam makaro Shivaya nama. Imagine this beam of light filling the entire throat and neck area, pouring into your shoulders. Pray that the negativity or the weight of your karmas gets removed from your shoulders. Hirani lakantam makaro Shivaya nama. Tirani lakantam makaro Shivaya nama. Tirani lakantam makaro Shivaya nama. Tirani lakantam makaro Shivaya nama. This blue light swirls down, flows down the rest of your body, down the arms and into the hands and fingers, on the core of the body, cleansing all the internal organs on its way down, including the lungs and all the digestive organs, reproductive organs, down the legs, into the toes. And the entire head is filling up with this light from head to toe. You just have this swirling light that dissolves away negative, congested energies blocking your progress. They're dissolving away with this light and intelligence of Shiva. Tiranila kantam makaro Shivaya namah. 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 Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul. Peace to your environment, peace to the world. You can just let go of all the images that you have been focusing on and invoking within you through the grace and blessings of Dr. Pillai's empowerment so that you can receive it at a very deep level and move forward in your life with more grace and ease and revelation. Make an internal prayer of gratitude. As you slowly, slowly come back to yourself, you can open your eyes when you're ready.